live around the globe. It's time for Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries on the SSI Radio Network.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
To participate in the program, call us at 800-387-8025. That's 1-800-387-8025. Or check in anytime online at rudymaxa.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
Welcome aboard hour two of the show, everybody. Nice to have you here with Rudy, Mary, and me on this first weekend of October. Today, Mary and I are coming to you from the terrace at the Hilton Oceanfront Suites in Ocean City, Maryland, while Rudy's back in Minnesota after broadcasting last weekend from the Hilton Resort in Sedona. He'll be coming up in just a few minutes for segment two today when he talks with Michael Booth about one family's journey through the belly of Japan. We've had some rain here overnight in Ocean City, and it was a little stormier earlier this morning, but the sky is brightening, and Mary and I are looking forward to spending some time on that beach after the show is over today and tomorrow.
Actually, I see people walking right now. The sky is clearing, and people are starting to walk.
I'm ready to go. Looking at that. A lot of fun.
Well, let's move along.
All right, we have a major show announcement we're going to share in just a few moments, but I want to alert you that coming up at the end of this hour, in segment five today, Arne Sorensen, the CEO of Marriott, he'll be checking in with us to discuss the $13 billion merger between Marriott and Starwood Hotels and Resorts that just closed.
Yes, and what it means for all of you. So I'm looking forward to talking to Arne.
Yeah, we really are. One other item, a warm welcome to our newest affiliate in the Tampa-Sarasota vicinity, AM 730 WWTK, known as the best talk radio in Highlands County. Nice to have you here with Rudy, Mary, and me going forward, WWTK. We hope you enjoy the show. All right, our big news. If you've listened to the show over the past 12 to 18 months, well, then you've heard the topic of Cuba, I think it's fair to say, a number of times. For years, when we gather as a team off air, you know, Mary and I, we've always wanted to find a way to get Rudy to Cuba. It's one of the few places that he hasn't been, and Mary and I haven't been there either.
No, we have not. And actually, Robert, that's about to change
in a big way.
Yes, in April of 2017, we are taking the show to Cuba, and more importantly, we will be taking a number of you with us.
Yeah, we actually are. There's going to be a lot more coming in the weeks ahead, folks. We've partnered with Friendly Planet Travel to create two special trips for you. You're going to be able to join Rudy on a 9-day Cuba cruise starting on April 7th, or a 6-day Cuba adventure with Mary and me starting on April 9th. We're going to take you to Havana and the country's premier beach, Varadero.
And both trips will overlap in Havana, so whether you're a part of the trip with Rudy or traveling with Robert and me, we will spend about a day or so together in Havana, and Rudy, Robert, and I will also broadcast the program from Cuba while we're all there as well.
Yeah, that's going to be, that'll be great.
Very exciting.
You know, so if you want to reserve a space to join Rudy on the Cuba cruise or come along with Mary and me to Havana and Varadero in Cuba, we certainly would like that, we want you to go to friendlyplanet.com/travel. That's friendlyplanet.com/travel. You can reserve your space and get the specifics, or if you prefer, just send us a note from rudymaxa.com under the Contact Us tab, and we'll answer your questions and get you in touch with the Friendly Planet team.
I know we're going to have a great time with everyone in Cuba.
And
for those
of
you who've been listening to the show for years, think about the experience of traveling side by side with Rudy Maxa in Cuba next April.
We're going to have so much fun.
Yep.
There's no question about it. These are going to be two great trips. I'm looking forward to the broadcast there as well. I should add that each trip is limited to just 24 people each. The Cuba cruise with Rudy or the Havana and Varadero adventure with Mary and me, and things like airfare, hotels, transfer, most meals, English-speaking guides, special cultural excursions that they're planning for us, they're all included. So folks, go to the website, and if this interests you, get your name on the reservation list now before these trips fill up, because April will be here before you know it.
As we said at the show open, Robert and I are broadcasting today from the Hilton Oceanfront Suites in Ocean City, Maryland. But next weekend, Columbus Day weekend, in Wareham, Massachusetts, one of the region's most popular fall events returns for its 13th year, the Cranberry Harvest Celebration. Joining us to share what's planned is Linda Burke, Vice President at AD Makepeace Company, the business who helps underwrite the festival.
Welcome to the show, Linda. Our time is short, so let's get right to it. Hopefully you're having a nice day today.
Absolutely.
I was surprised to learn that you attract over 30,000 visitors annually to this festival. I know there's going to be live music, there's a farmer's market, birds of prey exhibit, you're going to have helicopter rides, there's a large marketplace, educational items, and of course, all things cranberry. But this year, for a small fee, I understand visitors can don waders and jump into a cranberry bog for some fun. Tell us about that.
Well, this is something that we've heard questions about from time to time. People have that on their bucket list. They always wanted to get into a cranberry bog. And I think we're all familiar with the Ocean Spray commercials.
Yes.
We have Justin and Henry standing in the cranberry bog. We all want to do that.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
So would I.
Good. Come on up.
Yeah.
we're giving people that opportunity.
So this is the first time you're doing that, though?
Yes. Yeah.
And what's the reaction been so far? I realize the festival is next weekend, but are you getting a good buzz about it?
Well, we actually gave the opportunity to some of our employees and their family, and they really enjoyed it, the families in particular. For some of the employees, it's old hat. They get to do this all the time. But to have their children and spouses in the bog with them was kind of fun. So we did a photo shoot to promote the harvest celebration and this new opportunity that people have. And another thing that we did was work with Ocean Spray Cranberries. We're an Ocean Spray grower. And they did a workshop for teachers because they have a whole curriculum on growing cranberries for teachers. And they invited the teachers in to introduce this new curriculum. And they gave the teachers the opportunity to get into the cranberry bog.
I love it.
Like little kids.
Love it.
It was so cool.
Linda, I think one of the things we really enjoy about what you're doing with this particular cranberry harvest celebration, and we've also covered some other festivals around the U.S. recently, is they're really kind of an opportunity to return to a simpler time. I mean, I would use the word old-fashioned. But you're offering an awful lot for people. Is that what you're going for? Something for families? And
that's it. We use the word old-fashioned as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is educational, it's informational, but it's kind of fun, too. And there are very low-tech children's activities available. The music is bluegrass and country, and it has a very old-fashioned feel.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've got about 30 seconds left. What's your favorite thing about the cranberry harvest celebration?
Well, I think it's actually seeing the cranberries. We take it for granted in this part of the country that we get to see this, and we get people from all over the world coming to see the cranberry harvest and how beautiful it is, and watching people see it is fun.
Linda, give us the exact dates and times of the festival and where our listeners can go to get more information.
Well, they can go to our website, which is admakepeace.com, and the festival is Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Wareham, Massachusetts.
admakepeace.com. Linda, thanks very much. Best wishes this year with the Cranberry Harvest Celebration.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
All right, Cranberry Harvest Celebration, Mary. Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you know, we didn't get to this in the interview, but for over 200 years, they've been growing cranberries in Massachusetts. That's a long time. Harvesting it the old-fashioned way.
I'd like to be down the bog.
Yeah, no, to go from the beach to the cranberry box. Let's go next weekend.
Kids and,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Just to see the whole harvesting process and how it's still being done.
You're too much. We're going to go from the beach to
the cranberry bog.
Yeah,
yep.
That's too much.
Sounds like fun.
Rudy won't be able to join us because I know he's going over to London.
No, but I bet he would if he could.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The three of us. I'd like to see Rudy and Wade.
I think we'd have a great time.
Yeah, all right. Up next, Rudy, he's going to be here from his studio in Minnesota. And then Mary and I will be back with you from Ocean City, Maryland with Arnie Sorensen a little later in the show. I do go to friendlyplanet.com/travel to reserve your space with the three of us. Cuba, or send us a note from the Contact Us button on RudyMaxa.com. You're listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, and we're so glad you are. Segment 2 is up next, starting in 3 minutes.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show by calling 800-387-8025 or check in anytime at RudyMaxa.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.